The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Double Cross. The Green Hornet strikes again. Joseph Landers was working late in his office at the State Building. He looked up, startled, as the door to his office opened.
You? I don't know why you come here like this so late. Why are you standing there staring at me? If you come to try to change my mind, it's no use. It's about time that somebody... You can't scare me. Do you hear? What's the matter with you? Say what you have to say and leave. Why do you have your hand in your pocket? I'm not afraid. Don't come any closer. Get back, I say. Have you gone crazy? Stop looking at me like that. If you think... A gun. You came here to... No. No. I won't let you. No.
Set the Lex Free paper! Landers murdered! Set the Lex Free! Read all about it! Death of indicted legislator Hampers Van Churian!
Here you are, sir!
Set the Lex Free paper!
Hi, Casey. Is Reed in?
Well, if he is in, he knows you're here. The way you slammed that door shook the building expert.
Did it now? Sure, and I ain't the one to go sneaking in and out of doors like some people I know around here. Like yourself, for instance, Casey.
A lady doesn't slam doors.
Sure, but I ain't no lady. How was that for a snappy comeback, eh, Casey?
Well, if you come back with any more like that, you'll be in for a snappy exit, believe me.
Ah, where's your sense of humor? You ought to see the funny side of things, that you should.
Maybe you're right.
What are you laughing at now?
Oh, I was thinking of a Laurel and Hardy picture I saw last night. That Hardy looks so funny with that little derby.
Yeah, and them balloon-looking breeches he wears. And that short, tight coat.
And those big turned-up shoes.
Oh, my. Say, Casey, what made you think of him all of a sudden?
Looking at you.
For two pins, I'd tell Reed how you waste the sentinel's time joking and laughing when you should be tending your own...
Ashford.
I'm sitting in my office waiting to see you while you're out here laughing your head off over some of your own corny jokes.
Oh, hi, Reed. I was just coming in, that I was.
Never mind, I'll talk to you out here. Is there any more dope on Lander's murder down at police headquarters?
Nope.
It's been over a week since he was killed. His death certainly stymied the grand jury investigation.
What do you mean, Reed? Didn't they convict them other four legislators yesterday?
Well, nevertheless, the whole investigation was a flop.
A flop? Why do you say that, Mr. Reed?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, those four were only petty grafters. They sold their votes for small sums. The grand jury was really after the big shots who handled important money in the state machine.
You mean men like Fenwick and Harper?
Of course. Landers promised to talk, so he was murdered. And his death scared the others so that none of them would squeal.
Do you think Fenwick and Harper had anything to do with Landers' murder, Reed?
Well, that remains to be seen, Exford. Those two control the state machine. They usually find a way to put through any bill that interests them. That Frontenac Park bill they were backing might have gone through if those legislatures hadn't been convicted.
Sure, that bill might go through anyhow, Reed.
Not a chance. The land out by the Frontenac factory is the last place anyone would want to see a state park.
Well, no, maybe so, and then again, maybe not. A friend of mine told me the homeowners out there are getting up a petition to send to the legislature asking the bill to be passed.
What? Who started that petition?
Oh, wish no. You look as though you think maybe I did it myself. How do I know who started it? Anyhow, if them factory workers living out there want to...
Axford, I want you to find out about that property.
Who, me?
You heard me. Go out to the Frontenac development and make a house-to-house canvas.
Reed, if you think I'm going to be sticking me feet indoors trying to get people to give information, I'm here to tell you...
Well, go on.
That I'll do the best I can. But it ain't to me liking to be canvassing like a brush salesman.
You tell him you're working your way through college, Axford. That'll slay him.
Well, I don't care how you do it, Axford. But I want you to find out how much each homeowner's invested in real estate out there. Well, come into my office. I'll give you a list of other questions to ask.
Suffering snakes, if I'd have kept me big mouth shut...
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that petition, even if you're not. Maybe when I have your report, I'll have something that'll give us a line on some real news. Who can tell?
Me poor feet. For 2 whole days now, tramping from door to door, asking silly questions and getting insulted time and again. I hope I can make it to the bus stop.
Hey, you. I want to talk to you.
Glory be. Maybe it's a ride to town I'll be getting. What is it you'd be wanting me, good man?
Hey, come on, climb in.
Sure, that I will. Sure, and it'll be good to sit down, that it will. It's nice of you to stop and offer to take me to...
If you think I stopped out of the kindness of my heart, you're nutty.
Nutty, is it? Now, what kind of talk is that, I'd like to know?
Now, listen, Puffball. I've been watching you going from door to door and writing in that notebook you got in your hand.
So what?
Let me see that notebook.
Hey, give me that back. You can't grab it out of me hand like that.
I did, didn't I? Yeah. Looks like you're being nosy about everybody's business around here.
Nosy, am I? Give me that notebook.
Go on, get out of here, funny face.
Hey, you can't push me out of a car and get away with it.
You're out, ain't you?
Sure. And if you had the nerve to get out, too, I'd soon show you.
Right, show me, Butterball. Here I am.
So you think I couldn't if I tried?
Yeah, why don't you sell yourself for an animated cartoon? That derby's too small. Your tie's not tight enough. Your coat's too tight. Needs widening.
Oh, me coat.
And your shirt sticks out between your vest and your belt. I'll tuck it in. And your nose is too long. Yeah, that little mud puddle was just waiting for you. So long, dope.
No. No. Hey, me notebook. Wait and read Hayes about this. There he goes, the thieving spalpeen. Hey, come back here and fight like a man. I'll show you if it's the last thing I do. Stop at the car. Right. Just for the red light. What a mess I am. It'll have me head for losing that notebook. Oh, that worked for nothing.
Axford, what on earth...
Well, Reed, you see, it was this way.
I've seen messes before, but you take the cake. What happened?
Reed, I was on me way to the bus after canvassing all day when three guys, tough ones they were too, jumped from behind a building and began slugging at me. Tired as I was, I lit into them. Being 3-1, you understand.
You'd better start over and give it to me straight, Axford.
Huh? Oh. Well, the truth is, 'twas only one guy. He was a big one, though. He took me notebook and messed me up a bit in the bargain.
I'll say he did. So a mug jumped you and took your notebook, eh? Evidently somebody's worried about the interest the Sentinel's showing in that Frontenac development.
Say, no, I never thought of that. I'm sorry, Reed, about the notes and all.
In a way, I'm glad it happened, Axford.
Glad, you say? For me to get messed up and take off...
Well, calm down. I mean, it's a tip-off that things aren't right out there. How do all those people feel about the bill to make a state park?
Well, they're all for it. State buys that land for a park, all those homeowners will make some dough.
Not by a long shot. I've seen one of the purchase agreements. It'll take each one of them 30 years or more to own one of those homes.
You don't say.
Yes. The Frontenac Realty Company owns those homes. If the bill for the state park goes through, that realty company will benefit by it, but not any of the people out there.
Say no. If one of them people stays and makes the payments, he'll own the house.
Yeah, no one will be there long after the factory closes down. Also, there are a dozen loopholes in the contracts. The realty company can get them out when they want to.
Suffering snakes, Reed. Then it must be a racket.
That's right. Do you know who owns the Frontenac Realty Company?
Nope. And I ain't going from door to door trying to find out either.
Well, that won't be necessary, Axford. I already know.
Whoever they are, they're crooks.
In a big way. The real owners are the men who run the state machine. They should be in jail in place of those four insignificant bribe takers.
Say, if you're thinking about who I'm thinking about, then you must be thinking about...
Right. I'm talking about Fenwick and Harper.
A short time later, Britt Reed went to his apartment, where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. He and Cato discussed the matter.
Since one of their bribe takers is dead and the other four are in jail, Fenwick and Harper aren't sure of enough votes to put that Frontenac bill through. So they've started this petition gag, Cato.
It possible, Mr. Britt?
I wonder if Fenwick and Harper are in a receptive mood tonight. I found out they live in the same apartment.
Oh. Sudden gleam in eye of Britt Reed show he now thinking of Green Hornet.
Right. Got the mask and the gas gun, Cato. Something tells me Fenwick and Harper are going to try to put over one deal too many. And the Green Hornet's going to be in on it. Let's get going.
Meantime, in the living room of their apartment just outside of the city, Fenwick and Harper were discussing the situation.
Harper, I'm afraid those petitions aren't going to have much effect in putting over that bill.
Yeah, I know that. It was your idea, Fenwick.
All right, so it won't work. Therefore, we've got to find some votes for that Frontenac Park bill.
No one in the legislature would touch our cash with a 10-foot pole after that grand jury clamped down and put those suckers in jail. Have a cigarette?
What? Oh, thanks. I'm out. Ring for the houseman, will you? I want another highball.
Good idea. Yeah. Our houseman comes in handy at times. For instance, getting that notebook from that nosy reporter today.
Yes, he'd never make a smooth butler, but he sure can follow orders and keep quiet about it.
What are you buzzing for?
Want a couple of highballs. And please remember to say sir when you come into service.
Okay, I always forget. Highball's coming right up.
You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. He still forgot to say sir.
He always forgets to pull his jacket down over that gun he carries. I've got to have another talk with him. What was that?
What? I didn't hear it.
Look, the Green Hornet. He came in the open window.
Open windows are handy things for me.
What do you want here?
We'll get to that in a minute, Harper.
Hornet,
don't touch that phone.
That's better. Now we'll talk things over.
As Britt Reed stood facing the two men, his back was turned to the kitchen door. Slowly, the knob turned, and the door inched open without a sound. Suddenly...
Put him up, Hornet. I got you covered. And if you make one false move, so help me, I'll drill you right through the back.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. now back to our story. Britt Reed stood tense and unmoving when he realized the houseman had the drop on him from behind. As Fenwick and Harper watched, not a flicker of an eyelash betrayed the feelings of the masked man before them. Then Fenwick spoke.
So, Hornet, you've walked into a difficult situation, to say the least.
Not at all, Fenwick. How do you know I haven't an accomplice planted behind the drapes, covering all of you?
But behind the drapes? Where?
Let go of me! Take your hands off of me!
Now tell your gorilla to shoot.
No, you're using me as a shield. Fenwick, don't let him shoot.
He tricked us. There's no one behind the drapes.
I didn't really say there was. If either you or that mug over there makes a move, I'll use my weapon on Harper.
No, they won't. They won't.
Good. Now, gentlemen, if I may presume to call you such, I came here to make a friendly deal. And this reception isn't going to help us figure things out.
Figure what things out? What do you mean you came here to make a deal?
Look, I know you and Harper here own the Frontenac Realty Company. I know the houses will revert to you. And you'll take the land and sell it to the state if the Frontenac Park Bill goes through.
What? We don't know what you're talking about.
Don't lie. I have ways of getting facts. Maybe I have facts concerning Lander's murder. Maybe I have facts concerning the bribing of those other indicted legislators. And then again, maybe I have facts that'll help to get that bill passed. Who can say I haven't?
Fenwick, I don't like
quiet,
this.
Quiet, Harper. Well, Horner, we'll send the houseman away. And perhaps we can discuss the deal you spoke of.
Have it your own way.
All right, you can go.
Okay. I'll be in the kitchen if you need help.
Okay, Harper, you can sit down.
That's better. I'll get to the point, Hornet.
Suppose I had an influential man who could jam your park bill through.
If you have a proposition, state it.
I'm the go-between. You pay me and forget the matter.
Just as a supposition, suppose we were to make such a deal. How much would you want?
$15,000.
What? Preposterous.
Don't hand me that. You'd make out on that Frontenac Park deal, but good.
What's to prevent you from taking the cash and double-crossing us?
Take it or leave it. Think it over. I'll get in touch with you again.
Now, hold on.
I'll get your answer later on. You'll get word from me.
That was an experience, Fenwick. That Green Hornet seems to know a great deal about our business.
Yes. And I'm inclined to think he knows enough about somebody else's business. Somebody who is influential enough to get that bill through. When he gets in touch with us again, I'm going to make that deal with him.
Police headquarters. Sergeant Burke speaking.
Hey, copper, there's a funny-looking car, a long black one without a license plate on it, parked in front of number 22, Parkside Lane.
So what? There's a lot of cars parked there. Huh? No license plate, you say?
Right.
And it's long and black? Say, is it a curious-looking car? A sort of low-slung-like?
Yeah.
Thanks, bud. Thanks a lot.
What is it, Sarge? Sounded like you were talking about the Green Hornet car or something.
I was talking about the Green Hornet car, you nitwit.
Super snake, why didn't you say so?
Come on. We'll take a squad car and run out there right now. Maybe you'll get a scoop, and I'll get the Green Hornet.
Hey, we go halves of the reward if I help you get him.
Halves on the reward, is it? Say now, Mike Axford, you'll be getting one third and no more. Why should I... Great heavens to Betsy. It goes to show what a guy like you can do to a guy like me. Driving me so nutty, I stand there arguing about a reward we ain't even got yet. Come on.
The police should be here any minute. Be ready for a quick getaway, Cato.
All ready, Mr. Pritt. If they come... Car coming fast. Maybe a police, no doubt.
Yeah, it is. Step on it, Cato.
Don't I know that, you dope?
Huh. You should call me a dope.
Be yourself, Axford. We got business. Uh-oh. Here comes the guy that lives in the house there.
What's going on out here? Who did all the shooting?
I'm Sergeant Burke from headquarters.
Say, Sarge, maybe this guy could... Ain't you Senator Hilbert? I saw your picture in the Sentinel.
Of course I am, and this is my house. 22 Parkside Lane.
You live there, huh? That's where the Green Hornet was parked. right there in front of 22.
Say, why would the Green Hornet be calling on you, Senator?
Calling on me? Don't be a fool.
Suffering snakes! I gotta call the Sentinel. I'm going to find a phone. Come on, Tom.
Green Hornet seen at Senator's home. Read all about it. Senator Hilbert denies seeing Green Hornet. Set the Lex Street paper.
What you do with small portable record-cutting machine, Mr. Britt?
Now that the extras have been on the street, Cato, I suspect the senator will have some late visitors.
Yes?
We'll drive the Black Beauty to the rear of the senator's house. I have some very long cable enough to run from the machine to the basement. You'll operate it here in the car. A little gadget, which I'll attach under the floor of his study, will pick up everything that's said in the room and record it on the transcription. Now, turn here.
Yes, sir. Well, what you do?
You keep the record going until you see me go in the window at the back. Then stop it and bring the record to the window. Let's stop here. Now we'll get the machine all set. Then we'll wait until the visitors arrive. And I don't think we'll have long to wait.
Fenwick and Harper were in their apartment with a copy of the Sentinel before them.
So, the prim and proper Senator Hilbert was the influential contact the Green Hornet meant. I can hardly believe it. It's quite evident, Harper.
Then, when the Hornet comes back,
Don't be a fool. Why deal through him? We'll go over to Hilbert's home right now. Make a deal directly with him. For less money. Get your hat and coat. Hilbert won't dare to refuse to see and help us now.
Be calling at this late hour when all the servants are in bed. I might as well go and find out. Whoever it is, they're very impatient and have no regard for the fact that I might have been in bed.
Good evening, Senator Hilbert.
Fenwick and Harper. I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I was just
Don't
about to...
Don't be so formal, Hilbert. Can't afford to now.
Why, of
We heard of your dealings with the Green Hornet. We have something to say of interest about his visit here tonight.
He was not in this house tonight, or any other night. However, come into the study. I'll hear what you have to say.
We didn't think you'd admit having seen the Hornet. But, of course, we know facts that others don't know, Senator.
Now, shut the door. Have a chair.
Now we'll get to the point. You're familiar with the Frontenac Park Bill. Your influence could get it through.
That measures an insult to the state, sir.
I think we could give you some arguments that would make you see things our way, Senator.
Really? And what, for instance?
This, Senator. $10,000 in cash.
Do you mean to say that you have the effrontery to buy my support for that bill?
Money talks, Senator. It can say whatever you want it to say.
It's nothing more or less than an outright attempt at bribery.
Take it easy, Senator. We know where you stand. The Hornet called on us tonight before he came here to see you.
I've never seen the Hornet in my life. Now get out of this house, both of you.
Hold it, Hilbert. Don't try that stuff on us. You've been dealing with a Hornet.
Take your filthy bribe and get out, I say. I've denied all evening that the Hornet was here, to the press, to the radio, and now I deny it to you.
Hey, there's something phony here, Fenwick.
Decidedly phony. I'm calling the police.
Keep your hands away from that phone.
A gun? Why, you wouldn't dare use that.
To the contrary. I'm going to be forced to use it on you. You know too much.
Ah, you're bluffing.
Yeah, Landers thought so, too.
You killed Landers?
Fenwick, you fool! What's the difference? He'll never be able to tell anyone.
And I suppose you two bribed the other four who went to jail.
Well, of course. They knew better than to talk. A lesson learned from Landers, you might say.
You murderers. You betrayed the trust of the state. You're kind of the vilest, lowest...
You've said enough, Hilbert. Pick up the money, Harper. Then we'll dispose of this fool here and now.
All that you...
The Green Hornet.
Listen, Hornet, we thought that you...
I'll take this $10,000 for a certain purpose.
Oh, no, you won't.
Poor try, Fenwick. Take it.
Gas! I can't...
You too, Harper.
Hey, wait, take the money.
Hornet, you've caused me enough trouble tonight.
Is $10,000 enough to use as evidence of a bribe?
Why, what do you mean?
Skip it.
There's the dough they tried to bribe you with. Call the police and have them pick up these two double-crossers.
But wait now,
talk to the police.
I don't...
And here on the windowsill is a recording of everything those crooked killers said in this room tonight. That'll convict them. So long.
This is almost unbelievable. Evidently, he left me unharmed so that I could call the police and turn in Fenwick and Harper because they double-crossed him or something. If that recording has on it what he said it would have, Fenwick and Harper will get the chair. Hello, operator. Give me police headquarters. Quick.
Please. Please. Wake up.
Oh, Axford, I'm going to make you move out of here.
Please, listen to this, will you? Fenwick and Harper got turned in by Senator Hilbert, and he gave the cops a recording of Fenwick trying to bribe him.
No.
Absolutely. And then it all. On that same recording, Fenwick confesses that he murdered Landers. Now, what do you know about that?
Amazing. Where and how did the senator get such a record?
Reed, believe it or not, when we asked him, he says, come as you please. From the Green Hornet, he says. The man must be daft, to my way of thinking. Nobody's going to stand around talking to the Hornet like he says he did. Would you, Reed?
Well, in a situation like that, Axford, I'd probably wind up talking to myself.
Talking to yourself? You'd be that scared, I believe you would, Reed. Talking to yourself. Reed, you're sure a can.
Let the lights be. Take Bob. Fenwick and Harper indicted by grand jury. Senator Hilbert to testify. Green Hornet and Bob. Read all about it. Green Hornet still at large. Let the lights be. Take Bob.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stambaugh speaking. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.